Andria was built so artfully that its every street follows a planet's orbit, and the buildings and the places of community life repeat the order of the constellations and the position of the most luminous stars. Antares, Alpheres, Capricorn, the Cepheids. The city's calendar is so regulated that jobs and offices and ceremonies are arranged in a map corresponding to the firmament on that date, and thus the days on Earth and the nights in the sky reflect each other. Though it is painstakingly regimented, the city's life flows calmly, like the motion of the celestial bodies, and it acquires the inevitability of phenomena not subject to human caprice. In praising Andrea's citizens for their productive industry and their spiritual ease, I was led to say, "I can well understand how you, feeling yourselves part of an unchanging heaven, cogs in a meticulous clockwork, take care not to make the slightest change in your city and your habits. Andria is the only city I know where it is best to remain motionless in time." They looked at one another, dumbfounded. "But why? Whoever said such a thing?" And they led me to visit a suspended street recently opened over a bamboo grove, a shadow theater under construction in the place of the municipal kennels, now moved to the pavilions of the former lazaretto, abolished when the last plague victims were cured, and just inaugurated a river port, a statue of Thales, a toboggan slide. "And these innovations do not disturb your city's astral rhythm?" I asked. "Our city and the sky correspond so perfectly," they answered, "that any change in Andria involves some novelty among the stars. The astronomers, after each change takes place in Andria, peer into their telescopes and report a nova's explosion or a remote point in the firmament's change of color from orange to yellow, the expansion of a nebula, the bending of a spiral in the Milky Way. Each change implies a sequence of other changes in Andria as among the stars. The city and the sky never remain the same. As for the character of Andria's inhabitants, two virtues are worth mentioning: self-confidence and prudence. Convinced that every innovation in the city influences the sky's pattern, before taking any decision, they calculate the risks and advantages for themselves, and for the city, and for all worlds.